only because of his ignorance. The death
might lead him to be mishdamed v'reitzchim. So even if he will be mishdamed v'reitzchim, he will still be mutabele. Because according to him, not according to the law, but according to him, so there is muta. So then we don't have to begin. See, there will be muta, even when there will be mishdamed v'reitzchim, so maybe some pretending will not get there, or to rate. Or to one is mishdamed v'reitzchim. Mashiikei, to be mishdamed v'reitzchim, Ma she'inkein to be mishtamish bitzeinen, that is also. Why? Not per se, not that there is anything wrong per se, because of exegere. If we allow him, let's say, he wants to pour in cold soup into that kele. That kele was used for cooking chazer, lebele, treikve, dam, chile, everything. And now he wants to pour, it's a clean part. You look at it, you examine it, it looks clean. You don't see any grease. And he wants to pour cold soup in that part. Cold soup in that part. So we tell him, no. Why not? Because if we are to allow him to pour cold soup in that part, so maybe half an hour later he'll decide to pour hot soup in that part, and then it will be mafleet, all the bria of chilev and dam and chazer and the treif and everything, and it will be absorbed by the hot soup, so it will be very, really easier. So that's why it's awesome. Alright, so that's the first thing that the Rambam mentions, according to task correction. But then there is a second thing. There is a second deed. The second deed that Rambam mentions according to task correction is Oy moy polakli rad bitzeinen. If the pot, the plate, never was beleya isa, but it was only used by isa bitzeinen, mutalaniya bidovala beleya doche. So what does it mean? In other words, it doesn't mean that blindly he can cover his eyes and be maniach dorotzeinen lach b'le'adoch. It means if he takes a look, he examines the pot or the plate and he sees it's clean, so there is no business to why we shouldn't allow him to be mishtamish b'dorotzeinen to pour cold soup. Why not? It's a clean pot, so what's wrong with pouring cold soup in it? It has a bria, but it's cold soup. So cold soup, and here is lachayach to say, if we allow him to pour cold soup, maybe he'll pour hot soup. Because even if he'll pour hot soup, nothing will happen. He doesn't have a plea of his. He doesn't have a plea of his. So we may lead to it. This is what is. Alright. This is the pshat in the Ramo according to the task correction. But the Ramo doesn't say it. The Ramo doesn't say it. And I mean, and it's very improbable that Ramo meant that, because then the difficulty will be eliminated from that. This is Ramo. But how about the Ramo in Akeneshe? How about the Ramo in the Schatos? So it seems that the right girl saying the Ramo is the way it appears in our text. And the Shach doesn't like the task correction in the Ramo. Vidavke, so we have to understand. Vidavke dobo shemish beilach yuchis ktsas. Avo dobo yomish mamish. In the bola hakli rad bitzeinen. So according to the text in our Ramo, the Ramo is not matir to be mishtamish bidobo yomish bitzeinen if the keile has a gli of his. But only if the keile was nishta. Avo dobo yomish mamish. In the bola hakli rad bitzeinen. So there is a certain expression in the Ramo that requires an explanation. What does it mean? Isn't it tatani sasre monefshah? If it was used bitzeinen, so it wasn't beleya altogether. And if it was beleya, so it must have been used bechami. So what does it mean? In libola hakli rag bitzeinen. So the shach says that the pshat in Ramo is in libola hakli rag bitzeinen means if It was Belaya. But the Belaya took place not for Ham, not for Reitri, but it was took place through Tzeinu. How is it possible? Kovosh. There is a possibility that the Kele should be Belaya, be Kule, through Tzeinu. If you soak something for 24 hours, even cold, so then it is Belaya. So in other words, the Ramo is not referring to a case. Or the Ramo is not referring to a case where it wasn't Belaya altogether. If the Kele Shalisa wasn't Belaya altogether, then it's not even a Kele Shalisa. If it was Nishtamish Bitzeinen, so then it means that nothing was nibbled like the Kele. You might have some grease adhering to the surface, so that's like grease is a bien. So that's not even called the Kele Shalisa. When do you call it the Kele Shalisa if it has Belua of Isa? But if it has just grease, it's an unclean pot, you didn't wash it out, that's not the Kele Shalisa. That's a Kele Shaleta that has Isa in it. It's like a plate that you put the veil in it. So is it a Kele Shalisa? It's not a Kele Shalisa. If you put a cold sandwich of treif in a plate, so does the plate become a Kele Shalisa? It doesn't become a Kele Shalisa. You have to wash it out, that's all, to put it on. So the Ramo talks of a Kele Shalisa. So he says, Avo nidav kido washim yidulach luchitzas. Avo dobo yo vishmanish. Im li bolak li rak bitzeinen. If the Kele is a Kele Shalisa. What does it mean, the Kele Shalisa? It was Belaya Yisa. How was it Belaya Yisa? Not through Reitra. It was Belaya Yisa through Kovosh, through Moliach, not through Reitra. So then, you are allowed to put a Dobo Yovesh, a Dobo Yovesh Ligamre in it. A Dobo Yovesh Ligamre, not a Dobo Lach. A Dobo Lach you're not allowed to put in it. A Dobo Lach. Even though it's in it, why not? So the answer is because if you put a dovalach, enoch nami, it should be allowed mikhaline to put in a dovalach in the bits that is seinet, in the kele that is not reseach, because no plate can take place. But if you put a dovalach, let's say cold soup in a kele that absorbs in which the veil was soaked for 24 hours. If you, let's say, from 6 o'clock Sunday morning till Monday 6 o'clock, you kept the veil soaked in that cave. And now it is Monday, so it already has the bleed of the veil. So you're not allowed to put cold soup, to pour cold soup into that cave, even though there is nothing wrong per se in pouring cold soup, because the nevela that is balua will not be niflat from the cold soup. But it's still also to pour cold soup into that kele that has a bleeding of nevela in it through kovush, because of exera. If we allow him to pour cold soup, so 5 minutes later he'll pour hot soup because of that exera. So the question arises. So why is it muter to pour? Why is it muter to pour to put in Dobro Yovich? To put in Dobro Yovich in it? Why is it muter to put in Dobro Yovich in it? So we can say this, we can give the same explanation as we said, as we explained, there are more according to the task correction. In other words, so in Dobro Yovich, so it's not a fact per se, it should be all right to fill it up with cold soup. But to fill it up with cold soup, you're not allowed. Why not? Because you're not allowed to fill it up with cold soup because of a Xere that by allowing him to fill it up with cold soup, maybe he'll fill it up with hot soup. So even if he will put it is the same Dobro Yovich in the hot state, there is no catastrophe, because after all, the Mechaber and the Chamor passed in Sif Beis, that the Eved, where it's only Asas Kedik Lipe, so the Eved is Mudah. But then the question arises, it was all, this was all right according to the Ktas collection, but according to the way the text appears here, so it's not all right, because the Ramos spells out in Libola HaKli Rag Vitzene, only if the Bliya took place through Kovush HaKavushu, but if the Bliya took place through Mevushu Mamesh, then it's Osea, someone of Shech, so let him be Materet, even if the Bliya took place from Mevushu Mamesh. So that's the reason as to why the Taz made it a correction. So you can say that Pshat in the Taz correction, but in the Ramon you cannot say it. So the question arises, why is he Matir only to be Mishtamish in the Yobesh if the Kele was Bilei Aise Abitzenet, to Kovash, but not if the Kele was Bilei Atubish? Why not even if the Kele was Bilei Atubish? So we cannot mention that explanation that we gave in the Taz. In the Taz it's a light, because the Taz changes the gears. So according to the Taz, so then even if it was used Bechanim al the Bishop, so it's still Muta to be Mishtamish Bidom Yomish Nigam. But according to the Ramos gears here, so even if it was used Bechanim Mamesh al the Bishop, if you cook the veil in it, you're not allowed to put Idom Yomish. Idom Yomish, let's say you call the apple. In that part. You're not allowed to put the cold apple in that part. Why not? So we have to listen. Why? Now, the parsha of Matis, we have the halacha of Geulah Midian. So the Torah says, Aches Azov, Ves Akosev, Ves Amchishes, Ves Abarza, Ves Abdil, Ves Oifores, Kol Dovor Asheyovi Voesh, Ta'aviru Voesh, Itoe, Arbimei Nido Yishat. Now what does it mean, Arbimei Nido Yishat? So, Rashi says, Mifipshutei Chitu Zer Mitarim Mitmesmes. The Pshutish of Mikro means, according to literal meaning, it means if, let's say, Zov, Kesef, metal, any metal, came in contact with the mess, so then you have to sprinkle the main needle, the Ifa Poro, on the third day and on the seventh. That's the tradition. He says, Ach, the Rabbi Seinu, Dor shall become Shaf Yachshiro Mino Yisrael. Hatorim tfilo yichli matches. Umeinidu haksurim kan dor shumayim oruim mitru benim. But the drash of Chazal is that Abnidu yishato that if you buy kelim from a goy, you have to be matched. Now, so according to Rashi, it's a droshim boy. According to Rashi, it's a droshim boy. According to Rambam and the Rambam, it's only as machte. And tfilo as kelim mitru yichli matches is only with the besefim. According to the Rambam and the Rambam. According to Rashi and the other Rishonim, it's in the Raisi. But only by Matras is in the Raisi. By Schuchis, everybody agrees that it's on Rabbanon. I mean, that goes without saying. But by Matras, so it's in Rosh Hashanah, so it is required, really is required in the Raisi. Through the kind of Raisi. Anyway, this is the Drash of Chazal, Amunid and Yisrato, that you have to be daily, came that you buy from the goal. So, Rosh Na Posik is as follows. Kol Dovar Asher Yovi Veish Lai, Ta'aviru Veish Vitoir, Abu Zinido Yishato, Vichim Asher Yovi Veish Ta'aviru Vamoyi. Now let's see what is the Pshutish of Mikro, according to Rashi. So Rashi says, the first, we have two halves. The first half of the Posik, the first half of the Posik, the ratio of the Posik is, Kol Dovar Asher Yovi Veish Ta'aviru Veish Vitoir. That's the Reish. The same from the Posik is, V'chei l'asher lo yobim bo'eish, ta'aviru v'amoyim. So according to Rashi, kol dovo l'asher yobim bo'eish means anything that was used by the goyim, by the midyonim, in a hot state, let's say, a spit, a shput, a frying pan, or even a pot. A pot is also used in a hot state. They are all used on fire, but there is one difference. A spit is used on fire directly, without the medium, without the medium of water. And that's a pot. So when you boil something in a pot, so it, you use it through the medium of water. So the halacha is not to kasher it. So in order to kasher a spit, a spoon, you have to be melaven it. Limon, until it says it's mitzvah, until sparks are produced. But in order to kasher a pot that was belia yisera, so you don't have to be melaven it. All you have to do is to be magal it. In other words, if you let water boil and overflow, so that's. So according to Rashi, Koldova Rashi Yomi Veish includes both types of kele. A kele like a shput that requires a little momo, and a kele like a gdeiro that requires a kor. Everything in this Yomi is Boveish. Koldova Rashi Yomi Veish, anything that was used on fire. What is used on fire? A shput is used on fire. A broiler is used on fire, and the pot is also used on fire. Every klevishi is used on fire. So kol davar asheyomi veish, whether it's a shput or a teiro, taviru veish. So kiderach tashmish in kach hachshev. So how is taviru veish? If it is a shput, and the tashmish was on fire directly, so you have to be lavman. If it is a teiro, and the fire, and it was used on fire indirectly through the medium of water, so then, so taviru veish also by being maglet in a pot that stands on fire. So the ratio of the posik, according to Rashi, includes both types of kelim. So the types of kelim that require a limugomo and the type of kelim that require a gomo. That's the ratio of the posik. Then the arbi benido yischato means that if it became tomei, so with the traditional mikro, the Torah tells us, it requires hazoi gibo design. Then the safe of the posik, according to Rashi. V'cheila shaloyo v'boeish, taviru v'moim. So Rashi says, taviru v'moim. Taviru v'moim. Chola shaloyo v'boeish, kol dovo shem tashmishi al dehe. Kigin keiseis utzluchiyeis, shetashmishon v'tzeinen, v'loibolu yisea, taviru v'moim. Matbile, vidayim, vidavkit the matras. So according to Rashi, the seifa of the posik is expressive of the mitzvah of tefillas kelim. So the reish of the posik deals with kelim that were nishtamish becham. So they require libum, hagole, and then tefillah, mashein kelim. Something that the goyim, the Midianites, didn't want in mishtamish becham. They were mishtamish b'tzeinen, so they only required tefillah. That's all. Taviru b'moyim. That's all. Nothing else. Only taviru b'moyim requires tefillah. So according to Rashi, the ratio of the posik is expressive of hechsha kelim, of libum and hakole. The same of the posik is expressive of tefillah. The Ramban says, as far as the ratio of the posik, the Ramban is perush. So he agrees with Rashi on the explanation of the ratio of the posik, that the ratio of the posik is expressive of hechsha kelim, of libun and hakole, and the same from the posik, so he says, doesn't deal with tefillas kelim, because tefillas kelim is only the rabbanon. True, the Gemore, the Sefri, the Gemore, mentions the drosha arbi minido yischato, so the Gemara mentions tefillas kelim. That's an asmachta. But the Rai said there is no such thing as tefillas kelim. The matres that you buy from a goy do not require tefillah. That's the Rambam Shita also. So what does the sefer of the posik deal with? It tells us something else. That the pricing is unheaded in Avizor. The Gemara in Avizor says that if somebody buys kelim from a goy, so if the kelim are kelim that were used by the goy in the hot state, so then He has to be moderate, and then he has to be moderate. What if the kelim that he bought from the goy are cases, glasses, you know, plates, something that, a fork, spoons, some kelim that were not used by the goy in a hot state, that were only used in a cold state, So madbichon b'mayim, v'hakach madbir. So madbichon b'mayim. So tvilas kelim is not even mentioned. Here it doesn't say tvile. So the Torah says, according to Rambam, the Torah says as follows. The ratio of Pasuk Chof Gimel says, Kol tov Rashi Yovei Veish, like Rashi, anything that is used in the hot state by the goy, whether it was used directly on fire like Ishput, or it was used indirectly through the medium of water, like Tderis, like pots. So Tavir Beish, you have to be machsheret on fire. How are you to be machsheret? If it's Ishput, you have to be machsheret by subjecting it to legal gomor. If it is a gdeiro, you have to be machsheret by boiling it in water in a keli gdeiro on top of fire. So anyway, it's Tavir Beish, Vitoy. Michila Shalo Yovei Beish. But if the kelim that you got from the midyon was kelim, like cases, glasses, that were only used b'tzeinen, so then taviru b'moy, so then you have to be madiach. Not tefillah, tefillah is b'rabon. You have to be madiach. You have to be madiach. All right, that's the Rambam's pshat. Now the smag, he says as follows. He explains the posik. Could the ratio of the posik called Dovor Asher Yovei Veish, Tavir Uveish Vitoyer, has reference to a kelim like Ishput, a spit, something that is used directly on fire, a boil, let's say. So anything that was used by the goyim, by the midyon, directly on fire like Ishput, is Tavir Uveish, you have to be loved and warm until sparks are produced. But something that was used in hot state, but not on fire directly. Let's say igdeiro, through the medium of water, ta'aviru b'moyi. You dunk them in boiling water on top of fire. So the ratio of the posik according to the smag is expressive of the din of limgom. Vis-a-vis ishput, something that is used directly on fire. And the same from the posse, according to the smart, is expressive, deals with kderes, yoyo. I mean, something that is used in a hot state, but not on fire directly, not something like shput, but like a pot, a kdeiro, that is used to the medium of water. So that requires hagole. So what does Tavir Ubamai mean, hagole? Not cold water. According to the Ramban, it means Tavir Ubamayim in cold water, you rinse it under the faucet in cold water. So according to the smag, it means Tavir Ubamayim, you dump them in boiling water and fire. In boiling water and fire. Now, Rashi's pshat, we understand. So the first step of the pasuk, the range of the pasuk, is expressive of the din of Libun and Agole. The same of the Posik is expressive of the din of Tfilah, and Tfilah is been raised by Matas. The Smag's Pshat is also not difficult. Why? Because the Smag, according to Smag, so the ratio of the Posik is expressive of Libun, and the same of the Posik is expressive of Agole. But according to Ramban's Pshat, so the Seif of the Posik is expressive of this aloha mentioned in Gemara and Amrizore, if Lokach cases, Doroshet Hashmishin al Nitzenon, so Madichon B'mayi, what's the purpose of Madichon B'mayi? To remove a speck, to remove, in other words, even if it's clean, so even if it's clean, so it might still have, even if it's very clean, so it might still have grease, so you have to rinse it, to remove every mashu of this. Why? So it's because, in case, so in Echaname, Lifluk, so when does the Gemara in Arizona say that if he bought Kelim, like cases, Shetashmishon B'tzeinon, by the way,
So Maticho and Bitzena, it only means if it's not perfectly clean. But suppose he inspects the kelim and he sees it's perfectly clean, why should he be Mazdiach? Why? Just to make it work? Why should he be Mazdiach? So the Pashtus is that when does the Gemara Lablizore say that he's Maticho and Bimayim, Dvorim Shashbisha and Bitzena, Maticho and Bimayim, if it's not perfectly clean? But suppose it's perfectly clean, so who cares whether it's Matiach or not Matiach? It's clean. And that could not be, and even if it's not perfectly clean, it couldn't be the right say, because suppose there is some grease. So why does he have to rinse it if there is some grease? So there is a mashu of grease of Isel adhering to the surface of the kelim. So it will come bottle. Let's say you have glasses. Suppose there are some specks of Isel being adhering to the glass. So if he doesn't rinse it out, so what? So we fill it up with cold water, so it will become bottle mishishim. I mean, what's the problem? Oh, but the answer is there is an Isel in Mivakil Isel Hatrim. But that's according to all the Shemim, except the Raifet, it's only an Isel Rabot. It's only an Isel Rabot. So, but according to the Ramban's pshat of this posik, it's in the Raise. So does that mean that the Ramban must agree with the Shite of the Raivet, that in Vatl Nisr Chathiri is in the Raise? On the contrary, it's mashma that the Ramban is chilek on the Raivet. From the Ramban, the Chedush Ramban Echub, it's mashma that the Ramban is chilek on the Raivet. And the Ramban agrees with most Hashemim that in Vatl Nisr Chathiri is only the Rabbah. He's only the Rabbah. From the Ramban, it's mashma that the Chiddush HaTorah in Tzriya Bashelo is that here we have to be mevashel. Not that the Chiddush is that here there is no Yisrael in Vatel Yisrael Chathile. Any other place there is an Yisrael, as the Raivet explains. So it's mashma the Ramban Shita is not like the Raivet. So we have to say that even though the Ramban Shita is not like the Raivet, but vis-a-vis kelim that have a BM of Isel adhering to the surface, so they are in Mivatlin Isel Chathilah is a Raise. So in other words, according to Ramban, according to the Raivet, every bittle of Isurim is Midraise also. In other words, according to the Raivet, Midraise you're not allowed to throw a crumb of Isel into a big pot. Into a big part of heaven, even though there is shishi. They're not allowed to invite Mr. Chathil. According to Ramban, with the Raisa, you're allowed to throw a tiny piece of chaza into a day of heaven. With the Raisa, you're allowed to do it. But this kind of people is so, in other words, when you use a Caleb Bitzayim that has steel, that still has some bien adhering to the surface without being madiachet, that is in the rice. That's what you have to say according to Ramban. Now, all the Rishayim discuss, the Rashbo, the Teres Abayis, Mishneres Abayis, the Rohin Belek Abayis, the Ramban in his Chidushim al Rizore, they all discuss according to the Mandomar, the Tamki, Keres Drabonon. So Bishlei Mekorit Mandoma, the Tamki, Kamiz, the Raise. So this is the significance of the Parsha of Yuli Midyot. And the Torah says, Kol Dovo Asher Yomi Veish, Tavivu Veish, Mitoel, because otherwise they'll be Tamki. But the question is raised by the Ramban, Nis Chidushin Am Nizove, by the Berech Abayis, by all the Shekhi. According to Mandoma, Tamki, Kamiz, the Rabbonon. So if, let's say, Nisar is Nisar Bet, and there is rov. But these are the time of Israel in the Taruves, so Midraise is what? Only Midrabonon it's Oseh. And many say, Rav Chaim is among them, that the Shittas Rambam is, the Tam Kikar is the Raise only when there is Kazai on the Achilas Pras. But if there is not Kazai on the Achilas Pras, if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 6, or 1 to 8, so then, there is bitl b'rov, and it's only Yosam Rabbanon.
So the question is, so why does the Torah say So it was possible to say that this was a Yoasho. You immediately understand, it's not a Dinu Lideres. But all the Sheinim appear to say that even according to Mandoma, Tamkikya is the Rabbanon, but this Din of Kodoba Shashiyomi Veish, Taviru Veish, Mitoir, is not a Yoasho, it's Lideres. But why? So Bishleimi, if we say Tamkikya is the Raise, so that is the Mokir, the Tamkikya is the Raise. Not only, so then you ask, so we have the Pasuk of Mishnah Sanhedrin. The answer is, but from Mishnah Sanhedrin I can only see the Tamrishim, the primary self, Tamki Iker is Midraise. But Tamshim of Isura Bola is not the Raise. Mashenkin, here I see that not only the primary self, even the secondary, the derivative self. Nisim Tamba, Nisim Tamba Iser is also Midraise, because if a Jew cooked, let's say, applesauce in the Caleb and Abe of the Midianic, so then he wouldn't have the primary Issa of Tamkikya, but the secondary Issa of Tamkikya, because the Nevela gave Tam in the Gdeire of the Midianic, and then when the Jew cooked applesauce in the same day, so the Gdeire gave Tam the applesauce. So it's a Tam, this Tam, and this Tam, but not the Teire, but the Isure. So it's also, how do we know it's also from this parashah? But if there had been only the Pasuk of Mishnah Sanhedrin, then I wouldn't know that the secondary Issa of Tam Kikya is also. I know it from this Pasuk. So if we say Tam Kikya is Raise, so that's the purpose of this Pasuk. But if we say Tam Kikya is Rabbanon, and if we assume that the parasha of the religion is not a Yoasho, it's the data, he says, oh, the Sheinim appear to say that. So the question is, why? So the Ramban is that Kashi, in the Chidushim, and the end of Habilizon. So the Ramban says, according to the Mandoma, Tam Kikya is the Rabbanon. According to the Mandoma, Tam Kikya is the Rabbanon. So then, the halacha of the medium is analogous to tefillah scale. Now there is halacha that if one gets kelim from goy, he has to be matter. So here too, tam ki kera is on the rabbon. Mashein kein, if you cooked something in a kela that was goya isa, that's also nice. But there is one difference. So it's a special sense apostle. The Gabi Kelim that are Bolua of Isa. But there is one difference. There is one difference. There are two fundamental differences between, according to the Ramban, between the mitzvah of Tfilas Kelim, in the case of the Keyach Kelim Meshus Nochi, and the mitzvah of Geul Midah. Because vis-a-vis Tfilas Kelim, there is no halacha that if somebody, that if a certain Eichel was cooked in a kele that was bought from a goy, was bought by Israel from a goy, and so that Israel was mechuyev to be madbo the kele, and before he was nishtamish in the kele, he was mechuyev with the raise to be madbo the kele. Suppose a Jew buys a pot from a goy, so he's not supposed to cook anything in that kele before his matbil at Nimikri. But suppose he did cook something. He cooked a meal in that pot. And before he was matbil the kele. Then he comes and asks the shayle. Am I allowed to eat the meat that I cooked in a pot that I bought from a goy, which I was matbil? So the answer would be, you did the wrong thing. You are matbil mitzvah the raise. In cooking something before you are magal the kele, but once you cooked it, that maichu is mutabachil. That's ligabi tefilas kelim. But ligabi giuvei kelim ha'asurim. So the aloche, the Torah says here, kodom rashiyomi veish taviru veish mitoyer. Not only that he is mechuyev before he cooks, he uses the kelim as the aben yeme. So he's mechuyev to. Is mechuyev to be magil the kele. But if he did cook something in that kele before he was magil, before he extracted the iser, the belua, the iser or belua from the kele, then the eichel is also machil.
So that's the difference, that's the one fundamental difference. That's one fundamental difference between Tfilas Keli and Geula Keli. Vis-a-vis Tfilas Keli, it's only a mitzvah to be tevil, but the maichel does not become osa, even though it was cooked in the Keli before Tfilah was realized in it. Masha'im Keli, it does not become osa with Reis, it doesn't become osa with Rabon. But Masha'im Keli, Gabi Geula Keli, so not only is there a mitzvah to be mad of the Keli, if he wants to use them as they are the Eli, but if he already cooked a maichel in the Keli before the Geul, so then the maichel is osa. But not because of Tam Tikya, it's especially sell to eat an eichel that was cooked in a Keli b'yemi. This is what Ramban says. And then, from the Ramban it appears, even though from the lashon of the Berek HaBayis, it's mashma that he has a suffix in it. But from the Ramban it's mashma that he doesn't have a suffix. So from the Ramban it's mashma that there is another difference also between Tfilas Keli and this. Because Tfilas Keli only applies to Kli Matres, it doesn't apply to Kli Cheres. Masha'im Keli, the halacha of Geula in Midyon applies to all Keli. But Kli Cheres, there is no Geula. Because Kli Cheres emanates in Bifil Eilon, so it's mashma from the Ramban that by since it emanates in Bifil Eilon, so it's Oser to eat a maichel that was cooked in Kli Cheres, that in which the goy before used it for neveilah, even though the mitzvah from the Berek HaBayis has a suffix, the whole has a suffix. Maybe, of course, all that goes according to Mandoma, the Tam Tikya is the Rabbanon. According to Mandoma, Tam Tikya is the Raises, of course, it applies equally to all Keli, to the matter of the Ches. But if, according to Mandoma, that Tam Tikya is the Rabbanon, so the question arises, so why? Why give a million? So it's especially for Sakos. So from the raw, so it says the Efsha. So a few bikleheres was a matter of, he says. The Efsha. So he has a son. So in other words, so there is one alternative in the Berek HaBayis, that when is it also the Raisa to eat an eicho that was cooked in a kleheres, that was used for his sowing. So, that when is it also to eat a maichel that was cooked in a keli, that was used for isurim in the yemei, only if it's a matres, but if it's a kheri, it's not. Because inasmuch as the mitzvah of Tfilas Keli only applies to clay matres, not to clay cheres, so maybe the other mitzvah, according to Mandoma, the Tam Tikya is the Rabbanon, also applies only to clay matres, it doesn't apply to kheres. But from the Ramban it's mashma, the team so far, as the Gzeras HaKosov of Skoldov HaShiyobi Veish, Tapiru Veish, Mitoya is concerned. So it applies to all Keli. And the Berek HaBayis says it's something. Anyway, so the Ramban and the Berek HaBayis, they all say that according to Mandor, Ma'atam Kinka is the Rabbonon, so still it is also to eat an Eich that was Nisbashon in the Keli, the Yehimei of Yisea, a Keli of Yehimei of Yisea, because of his special Gzeras HaKosov. Like the special Tzatzakos of Tfilas Keli, with one difference. Vis-a-vis Tfilas Keli, so the Eichel doesn't become Osa. But vis-a-vis Geula Keli, the Eichel becomes Osa. But it's especially Isa. But not because Tam Tikya, because the Mandoma said, this Mandoma says Tam Tikya is the Rabbanon. Tam Tikya is the Rabbanon. All right, this is what the Ramban and the Rol, the Rabbi say. Now, the Eir Sameach, and the Rambam, Pirik Tes, Milches Macholes, Asures, Alochetes, so he says a big Chiddush in the Ramban. He says the contrary of the Ramban and the Rabbi. In other words, The Rambam and the Primigodim appears to be saying the same thing in the Rambam.
Der Primigodin ist in Simen Zadig Gimel, Sid Gimel in der Primigodin. Simen Zadig Gimel. In der Primigodin man der Schach. So, he says the same thing. So now, so both, the Yosemeach and the Primigodin, they both assume like Reb Chaim. I say they both assume like Reb Chaim because that's not such a double portion. That according to the Rambam, even though he passed in Stam Kikar is 30, but according to the Rambam, when Stam Kikar 30, only when there is Chazai Lechles Pass. Only when the ratio is, only the Tahubes is in the ratio of 1 to 6 or 1 to 8. But if it is in the ratio of 1 to 10, even though the Isa gives a Tam, of Isa and the Tahubes, so then Tam Kikar is not Osam Chaisa. Then we have Peter Barok. Reb Chaim says that, and the Yosemeach also assumes that Pshat in the Rambam. And the Primigodim also assumes. So then the Primigodim has the Kashi. The Primigodim has the Kashi. As the Kashi against the Rambam. So what's the significance of the partial Gilul Midyon? Partial Gilul Midyon. So the Primigodim give the same kind of teretz as the Rambam in the Chiddush Ma'ariv Lizoheir. But with one difference. The Rambam says that there is one fundamental difference between mitzvahs tefilas kelim, and even if we say that mitzvahs tefilas kelim is midrais, Rambam himself is disposed to assume that tefilas kelim is only the rabbonim's nasmach. But even if we are to assume that it is midrais, there is still one fundamental difference between mitzvahs tefilas kelim and gilul kelim. According to Rambam, tamkika rabbonim, because tefilas kelim is only mitzvah, but the maicho is not also there. Mashiyim by gilul kelim. So the pasuk implies kol dovo asher yomi v'eish ta'avivu v'eish v'toyer. What does it imply, v'toyer? V'toyer implies that it is that if you cooked something in the keila, that is a clear season. If you cook something in the keila, that is a clear season. So then the eichel is also that Rambam says the primigodin simen tzadikim tzidkimu. In explaining the Shiddur Rambam, and the Primigodi many times is very misleading because he has a derech of saying everything very quickly, and sometimes you can become confused. But anyway, this is what the Primigodi says. So, in explaining the Shiddur Rambam, so he says that according to the Rambam, since according to the Rambam, Tam Kikar is the Raise, but only if there is Kazai Lechales Pras, and naturally, when you cook, let's say, meat, kosher meat, in a pot that has a glee of Issa, IBNA, so true that the Issa gave it time in there, the deer gave it time in the heter, but it's inconceivable that it should give it time that the particles that will be absorbed by the heter should have the ratio of 1 to 6. It's impossible. So, Mimele, it shouldn't be also Midraise on the score of the general din of Tam Kikar. So why is it Osea? But it is Osea. So it says, according to the Rambam, in Hanami, Midraise, if you cook Teter in the Kibbutz of Yisrael Meyeimei, so Midraise, it is Mutabachile. You cannot say Tam Kikar, because only when there is Kazai Lechles Pras, when you cook Teter in the Kibbutz of Yisrael, there is no Kazai Lechles Pras. There is certainly no Kazai's. So it's muta midraise. The rabbon, of course, it's also. But midraise, it's muta. If you already cooked, and so what is the zerasakosu according to the Rambam of kodom rashiyovi veish taviru veish mitoyer? So it's zerasakosu like tefilas kelim that before you use it for heter, there is a mitzvah incumbent upon you to be magnet or to be malabonet if it's a shkut. So it's only mitzvah, like tefilas kelim. But suppose you're mevatel that mitzvah, all right, so you're mevatel and eser deraisa. In the same way as a Jew is mevatel mitzvah of tefillah. The eichel is mutar. It's mamish like tefilas kelim. So, and according, but there is one. So this is how the Primigodim explains the Shiddur Rambam. In other words, that according to the Rambam, the Tam Kikar is the Raise, but only if there is Kazai Lechles Pras. So in every case where he cooks in the Kelei of Isa, so there is no Kazai Lechles Pras. So Meir Deichu, the Tavshin is Muta there, with the Raise, it's Muta. Only with Rabbon it's also to be the Tavshin. But with the Raise, it's Muta the Tavshin. So what is the deraisa of the parasha of Dominion? A mitzvah asei, like Tfilas Kehilah. So in other words, so what does it mean? It doesn't mean that if you take possession of a Kehilah that has a Gli or Visa, so you are mechuyev to be maglet immediately. Suppose you buy, so you get from a Goy give you a present, a Kehilah that has a Gli or Visa, so and you don't intend to boil any heter within 24 hours. You're not mechuyev with ice cream maglet, but if you intend, if your intention is to cook something in that kehilah within 24 hours as of the tashmish of Yisrael, then you are mechuyev midraisa to be magle. And if you are mevashel something within 24 hours as of the use of Yisrael, and you're not magle at first, so you are mevatla nese. So the aver is b'shemotayse, you are mevatla nese, in the same way as a Jew who acquired kehilim from a goy, and then he used them, and he wasn't magle then. So he wasn't either an Isa Bekumasei, he was Mevatlanese. So here too is all Mevatlanese. This is the Primigodin Shatal in the Rambam. That's not like the Rambam. It's similar to the Rambam's explanation of the Posik of Kondovash Yomi Veish, Alibi de Mandoma Tam Kikar is the Rabbonon. It's similar, but according to Rambam, even according to Mandoma Tam Kikar is the Rabbonon, there is an Isa, Esen in the Raisi. There is an Isa saying to eat the tafshil that was cooked in the Kilabim. According to the Primigodim's explanation of the Shibas Rambam, once you cooked, it's not in Mosam the Raisi, it's on Mosam the Rabbon. But there is an Esa, and there isn't even an Esa to cook. It's a mitzvah saying, before you cook, you have to be magil. And if you cook without being magil, you have a vacuum as the Raisi. Just as if you cook without it being matzil first. So you're mevatlan as a rash. This is the Primi Godim Shem. Deyo Sameyach said in Perik Tes and the Rambam, Chasmachos Asures Perik Tes, Aloche Tes, he says very something very similar to the Primi Godim, but different. He says, just as according to the Raiden, there is a general Nisa of a mevatlan Nisa al-Hatfil and the Raise, so according to the Rambam, there is a Nisa the Raise of being mevatel, in the tafshel shel heter. So only if you are mevatelin for bishul in the kele that has a gli or visa, that kind of bitul lechatchila is also miraisa. But any other bitul, but to throw a berry, a piece of chazer in a big yero of heter with that has shishi making a piece of chazer, that's not a miraisa. Anyway, so now the question is So the Ramban, when the Ramban explains the same from the Pasuk, V'chil asher yomi be'ish taviru v'amoy, the same from the Pasuk, that means anything that you get from the Midyon, that Hashmish HaMitzein, and like cases. So taviru v'amoy, you have to be madiach and remind, so the question arose, that's not the Raise, what's the purpose of it? In order to remove, to eliminate any mashal visa. And if it doesn't mean then, so there might be some specks of grease, but they will become bottom. So why should it be also the Raise? So in the Vatan Yisrael Hatchila, that's only Yisrael Rabbonon, the Kohen Kol Veshem, except Raive. The answer is, according to Ramban, the general Yisrael of the Vatan Yisrael Hatchila is only Yisrael Rabbonon. But this kind of Bittu Yisrael Hatchila, when you are mevatel by using kelim that that kind of lechatchil is also nice, according to Ramon. That kind of lechatchil is also nice. Now, in order to explain this Ramon the way it appears in our text, now, so we have to say, now that Ramon is based upon a certain Bawitu, I mean, you should have gone over the Shach, so the Shach mentions the stire between two tours. On one hand, the two sides of Bawitu, on the other hand, the two sides of Ochitz Chaim, Vishimoro, I mean, and there is an apparent stire between the two, so the Teres Chatos has three terutzim in order to reconcile the two tours, so that is one teretz, that's the second teretz in the Teres Chaim, that the Teres Chatos, I mean, so that the Ramo mentions here, so
So that means, so we have to say, in that terms of the Teras Chatos, so he holds, now just as the Ramban, now the Ramban explains the Posik, the Sefer of the Posik, Posik Chogim, V'chei l'ashom yobi voi ishtavim v'amoy, that that's a reference to Kevin, that he won't bought from an apple, and Tashmisham Yitzhener, like he says, so the pricing in Abel Zohar says, Mati from the Mayim, to remove what? To remove the Be'en, the specks of Be'en, of Yisea. So in other words, so that kind of Mivat Nisal Chathile is also Midraise, according to Rambam. That kind of Mivat Nisal Chathile is also Midraise, but any other Bitl Nisal Chathile is not also Midraise. Only that kind of Bitl Nisal Chathile is also Midraise. So according to the Ramo, so the Pshat in the Pasuk is as follows. It's not the way the Ramban explains it. Now, but the Pshat in the Pasuk is as follows. Kol kamo rasha yobi vo'eish, ta'avivu be'eish mitoy. Now, so what does it mean? So according to the Ramban, and according to Rashi, and according to the Smart, the range of the Pasuk certainly has reference to Kaili, the Tashmish and Aliyah, like Ishkut. No one is chelik, you see. According to Rashi and the Ramban, it includes both types of kelim. According to Rashi and the Ramban, it includes both types of kelim. According to the Smart, it only has the range of the Pasuk as reference to Ishpud, not to Hedel. But it certainly has reference to Ishpud. Kol dom Rashi yomi veish, tavir veish. Now we have to understand, why does the Torah use the Russian of Rosit? The Torah should say, Kol dom Rashi bobo veish, tavir veish. Why Koldova Rasha Yovi Voish Tabiru Veish? After all, it has reference to the Kelim of the Midyonim that the Midyonim already used in a hot state. So the Torah should say, Koldova Rasha Boboish Tabiru Veish. V'chil Asher Loi Boboish Tabiru Vamoy. But why does it say, why? And let's say, according to Ramban's Pshat, so the declaration of the Pasuk has reference to the types of Kelim that were used in the hot state, Shpud dog day. And the same one, the Pasuk has reference to types of Kelim that were used B'tzeinen, like cases, all right. So then the Torah should say, Kol dom Rasha bo boish tavir boish, v'toyer al b'nei v'sato, v'chol Rasha loy bo boish, tavir b'mayim. Why does the Torah use a Russian of Rasit, future? Why? So apparently the Ramo came to the conclusion that the reason as to why the Torah uses, the future, being in the ratio of the Pasuk and being in the Sefer of the Pasuk, is because when is one mechuyev to be magil or to be labe a kelim that was mishtamish bechamim, if he wants to use it bechamim? But suppose someone acquired a shpud or a gdere from goy that was used bechamim, but his intention is to use it with Zeinen, then he is not mechuyev to be melabel at bechamim if he has no intentions of using the spit bechamim. So then he is not mechuyev to be melabel at. So that's the reason as to why the Torah uses the future sentence. Kol dovo asher yovi voish. In other words, the Torah, so according to Teres Chatos, the Pshat in the Torah in this Pasuk is as follows. Kol dovor asher yovi voish. That means anything that is used in fire. So it means something that like a shpud or a gdeo that was used in fire already by the goy, and the Jew intends to use it in the hot state. So that's why the Torah uses the future sense. The future tense. Kol dovo rasha yovei voish. Because the Torah only requires us to be milabe in the kele that was used by the goy b'yisar in the hot state, beish. And the Jew also intends to use it beish. So that's why the Torah uses the future tense. And this is a cloud. Whenever you want to include something that happened in the past and something that happened that will happen in the future as well, so then you can use the future tense. If you want to express something that happened only in the past, and the future not, then you have to use the past tense. But if you want to express something that already happened in the past, and also something that will happen in the future, then you are at liberty to use the future tense. So Meile the Torah uses the future tense because the ratio of the posik, according to the Ramo, has reference to something that was used by the Midyonim in hard state and is going to be used by you Jews in a hard state. Then there is a chiyuv of being Labe, of being Magil, so called Dovor Asher Yovi Voyage. That means that has reference not only to something that was used before by the Goyim, but is expected to be used by the Israel Bechamim. Then we are Mechuyev to be Mlavne, to be Maglet. And then the same of the Posik says, Vichol Asher Lo Yovi Voyage. So it has reference to something that was already used Bechamim by the Goyim, but is not expected to be used Bechamim. So then, all we have to do is ta'avir b'moy. There is a mitzvah deraisa to be maviach, to remove the ve'er. But the safe of the posik, according to Ramos Pshat, also has reference to something that is used b'chamim. But he doesn't intend to use it now b'chamim. Right now he intends to use it b'tzeinu. So, there is one difference between the Ramban's Pshat of the safe of the posik and the Ramos Pshat. According to the Ramban's Pshat, the Sefer of the Posi has reference to a Kehle that was never used Becham, only used Bitzeh. So then the Torah tells us you have to make a doche. According to Ramos Pshat in the Posi, the Sefer of the Posi has also reference to a Kehle that was used Becham, just like the Reisha of the Posi. But why doesn't the Reisha, the Torah says, in the Sefer, the Torah uses the expression because the Reish of the Posik has reference to a Kehle that was used by Chamim and is expected to be used by Chamim. The Sefer of the Posik, in contrast to the Reish, the Sefer of the Posik has reference to a Kehle that was used by Chamim but is not expected to be used by Chamim, but only Tzeinen. This is this Ramo. So that's why the Ramo says, ודווקא דובו של איש בלחלוך יסקצס, אבל דובו יוביש ממש, אם לבור הכלי רק בציינת, if the plea to place only בציינת, how did the plea to place בציינת? ציינת is not the layup, on the coach. So then you are mutter להשתמש, the דובו יוביש ממש, but if the plea to place not בציינת, but the right thing, even though, and you want to be mishtamish, b'dovo yovish heter, in b'tzeinu now, so you're not allowed. Why not? Monefshech. If he doesn't examine the kele, so then he's not allowed to be mishtamish, even if the bria took place b'tzeinu al dekodosh. So when the Ramo says, in l'bola akbir al b'tzeinu, the Ramo means that the shach b'tzeinu. If he examines the kele and he sees that there is no reason. He wiped it well, so does it mean that in order to clean out the Be'en you must wash it, you must be matiach in cold water? You can clean out without using cold water. If you use a rag or something, other things, so you can clean it out spotless. So the Shach says that when the Ramo says that it's muter without a doche, he doesn't mean it's muter without a doche indiscriminately, blindly, I mean without looking at a kele. It means if you take a look, you inspect the kele, you see there is no grease, there is no ben, then it's muta without a doche. But you have to inspect it. So the Ramo says that only if it was belay al bekovush, but if it was belay al deish, so it's also even though you inspect it and you see that it has no ben. Why? Because it must have a doche. Why does it have to have a doche? The answer is it's a sakosu. It's especially a sakosu. That according to the Tirashatus Pshat, according to the Ramos Pshat, I mean it's similar to the way, to the explanation given by the Ramban, but a little different. According to Ramban, we have to say the same thing, that there is a special mitzvah asei midaraisa to be madiach kelim that have a bien or visa adhering to the service. We have to madiach it before we use them. We have them. There is a mitzvah asei midaraisa. According to Ramos Pshat, there is a mitzvah asei midaraisa to be madiach not kelim that have a bien or visa, that have a bli or visa. So kelim that have a bli or visa. Before, if you, so, came in the Bibli of Israel, so this Pasuk tells us two things. The Reish of the Pasuk tells us, now, both the Reish and the Sefer have reference to a Kele that he was already Bobesh, but the Reish has reference to a Kele that not only is it already Bobesh, but it's expected to be Bobesh again. In other words, he wants to use it, Bichami, the Sefer of the Pasuk, has reference to a kele that has a bli of viser that is already bobage, but is not expected to be bobage. He intends to be mishtamish and mitzene. So there is a mitzvah saseh. So in the ratio of Pasuk Chof Gimel, the Torah tells us, according to Ramo, kodo v'rashe yomi boish, anything that was already used b'chamim. And in addition, it is expected by the Israel to use it b'chamim, and that's the reason as to why the Torah uses the future tense. The whole Pasuk has reference to things that were already used b'chamim. But the Reish of the Pasuk has reference also to a kele that not only was used b'chamim already, but is expected to be used b'chamim. He wants to be mishtamsh b'chamim. So before you are mishtamish in b'chamim, the Torah tells, tabi mo'vesh. And you have to remove the bliyeh if you intend to use it. Then the safe of the posse, v'chol ha'shaliyah mo'vesh. If it is also a kele nisya, that was, in other words, this mitzvah applies only to a kele nisya. If it was used b'tzein and it's not a kli yisrael, then it's a kli heter. If the kele was used by the goyim b'tzein, so it's a kli heter. So mele, so the Torah says in the safe of the pasuk, v'chol asher lo yovi boeish, if it was not used if it was used b'eish, but it's not expected to be bo'eish in the future, but it has a kli of yisrael. A kli of yisrael, how? Fuesh, the bliya took place through reitchin, fuesh, not through kodesh, because the pasuk only deals with the kele that was bliya something fuesh. The pasuk does not deal with the bliya that took effect through kodesh. So v'chol asher lo yovi boeish, if it was used b'chamim, but it's not expected to be used b'chamim, he wants to use it b'tzeinen. So tavivu b'mayim. So then you must make a doche and remove every bien. So, but when does the Torah require us to remove every bien? Only when it has a plea of Israel, it was used b'eish before. But if it was used b'tzeinen, then the Torah doesn't require us a mitzvah of tavir b'mayim. So it's a special mitzvah deraisa. To be mavir b'mayim, every keli of Israel that was used b'eish, and is not expected to be used b'eish. Not expected to be used. But that special mitzvah of the Raise applies only to a kele that was b'leah to eish, because the whole posik deals with the kele that was b'leah to eish. It does not deal with the kele that was b'leah to kodesh. So now, the Ramo is kinin chayna. V'davke v'dovosh, dovosh yish b'lach luchis v'tas. Aber do wo yo mishmamish im libolak li rak bitzeinen. As the Shach points out, and he inspects it, he sees that al de genuach it's backless green. So muta la ni abi do wo yo mish bo ya doche plao. So there are this Ramo is a mixture of the Raises and the Rabbanos. So the Ramo says that he emphasizes that only im libolak li rak bitzeinen is muta. But if bolakli ali dechamim, it is bobeish, then it's also ishtamish without making a doche. Why? Because that's the mitzvah satora. It's like the Shittas Ramban, except according to the Ramban, So this sefer of the Pasuk has reference even to the case where it was mishtamish b'tzeinin al de'akum. And according to Ramos Pshat, the sefer of the Pasuk has reference only to the case was mishtamish b'chamin al de'akum. That's the only difference. But except for that, it's like Shinas Ramban. So he spells it out only in the Bolakil al b'tzeinin. But if Bolakil al de'eish, so then he's not allowed to be mishtamish in the kelim without making a doche first. Why? Because that's a mitzvah deraisa. Chela shel yovei boeish. Anything that was nishta bobeish before, but not yovei boeish, is not expected to be bobeish later on. So tavir b'mayimi before you use it. So there is a mitzvah of a doche. There is a mitzvah of a doche. He said, but so there is a mitzvah of a doche. But if the bliya took place only al detainin, al dekovish, so this posik has no relevance, because this posik has reference to a kele where the bliya took place al deish. The whole posik deals with deish, not with the kele that the bliya took place al dekovish. But if the bliya took place al dekovish, so this deraisa has no bearing. This deraisa is no bearing. So the Meila, since this deraisa is no bearing, so he's allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinin. Mishtamish b'tzeinin. But the Dovalach is not allowed to be mishtamish b'tzeinin because of the Rabbonon. Because of the Gzeire, if we allow him to use it b'tzeinin, maybe he'll use the Dovalach b'reischin and then to become really awesome. Masha'imke, but that the Rabbonon is only shayach if he wants to be mishtamish b'dovalach b'tzeinin. But if he wants to be mishtamish b'dovayovish b'tzeinin, so then there is no gzeire by allowing him to be mishtamish b'dovayovish b'tzeinin. Maybe he will be tempted to be mishtamish b'dovayseach b'tzeinin. Maybe he'll be tempted to be mishtamish b'dovayovish b'riseach. Because even if he will be mishtamish b'dovayovish b'riseach, the habit of him muter, according to Pesach of the Mechaber and Ramo, is in vain, so there is no gzeire. So he says, he's mutalanir b'dovayovish, but not in Dovalach. Dovalach not, even though the bliya took place al b'kavush, so in Dovalach you cannot put b'tzeinin, because of Gzeirat Rabbanon, that by allowing him to be mishtamish b'dovalach b'tzeinin, maybe he'll be mishtamish b'tzeinin Dovalach b'riseach, and then to be osav de'evet. Masha'ink in Dovayovish, we are not gezeir, because even if he will be mishtamish in the Dovayovish b'riseach, so it will still be mutalevet, he says. So mutalevet of Yosh that the chepa. All right. That's the...
We have to left off Siv Gimel in the Mechada. Tzorech li zoyeh shelo yiga boso bilechem. Shu yiga bei oso leichlei. Because if the boso touched the lechem, so it's likely that some grease of the boso was transferred to the lechem, and then when he eats that lechem, so yimiga be also lochlim gvino. So then when he eats it together with gvino, so in effect he's eating gvino with meat. V'chein gizoya shle yiga be gvino shimiga be also lochlim boso. Sivdal boso v'cholov roitchin shenisar v'yachat v'afil boso tzeinen. Lisei cholov riseach, oy cholov tzeinen lisei boso riseach, hakel osa, mishum ditato yegova. Mishum ditato yegova. So if both are hot, so then there is no shaila at all. But even if the top one is cold and the bottom one is hot, so we say tato yegova, so it's treated as if both are hot. Avol cholov riseach shenofal al boso tzeini, oy boso riseach shenofal lisei cholov tzeini. So then we say tatoi gova, we pasken like the mandoma tatoi gova. But adi meikar bola kidiklipe until it cools off. So the first moment it manages to be mavliya kidiklipe. So memele kelif ha boso, so boso richayach to make klipe. Ushora boso muta, veacholov muta kule. Why? Because whether there is shishim in the klipe or not, in the cholov, negative klipe. So it's still muter, because that's the shita of the Ri and the Rambam, that where it has a zone kitiklipe, certainly in this case, where the kitiklipe is only because it's based upon Tatei Govar and only Ademeika, Bore kitiklipe, so the Eved it's not awesome. So vis-a-vis liquid, so it's always a the Eved. But vis-a-vis salad, so usually it's not a the Eved. But if he was Mivashel the Bosso, so this is what the Rambo says. So he was supposed to peel off from the surface of the bosom, but he didn't. So there, and there is no shishim in the bosom, negatively pe. So mutam leev. So there's the sheet of the ri. Sheet of the ri that where it's osar only kediklipe, where it's osar only kediklipe. So the evet it's mutam. In other words, that cold piece of meat dropped into cold milk. So then there is no blie. It's only a question of a bien. So he has to remove the bien from the surface of the boso by rinsing the boso. But that's only in the boso. In regard to the milk, it's not shayach to rinse milk. So memele, so is it the evet. So then we say, how much could there be of a ben of boso in the milk? Very little, a minimum. And there is certainly shishim. So it becomes bottle. All right. Now we'll see. I just want to go over the whole simen and then the taz and shat. All right. Sifei. Moliach shein yochel leyochel machmas milche. The haimekei moliach shein milchim ligdeiro. Visho kidei miliche ligdeiro kol zman shelo yidichei mikrei ninechal machmas milche. Now, the way the Shach understood the Mechaber, so the Mechaber is saying, that when is moliach harei kereseyach, only after it is sho kidei miliche. After it is sho kidei miliche. But before it is shok in the miliche, it's not reseach. Dafke after it is shok in the miliche. Now, whose shite is that? That's the shite. Remember, so we learned in the three shites in miliche, in simen samachtes, So we discussed three shites. The shite of the ribar tzolone. That the Ran mentions that in the name of the Ribatzalone, the Shita of the Rosh, and the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shita of the Ribatzalone is that when we say Moliach Harei Kereseach, only, now the Tur mentions all the three Shitas. The Mechaba doesn't mention all the three Shitas. So the Tur in Simen Samach Tes mentioned the three Shitas, so the Shita of the Ribatzalone, or as the Ran mentions it in his name, is that before it show kidei miliche, shiur miliche, before 80 minutes elapse, so then it's not reseach, and it becomes reseach only after the expiration of the shiur miliche. That's the shite of the ribatzlone. Then the shite of the roshis, Kishiyal al gabeish viyatechenu, so then it's already viseyach, and the mechaber paskens like the rosh in simen samachte sif yitches. Boso shenim lar bichli shen nukev visho bekishio shiitu ma'im aleish viyaschil la'atiach kol mashimenu bitziros aleichlei afnitzli. So all right, so he says kishio shiitu ma'im aleish viyaschil la'atiach, and then the shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that miyad, and the Ramo. So the Mechaber paskens, neither the Mechaber nor the Ramo pasken like the Rabbi Batzalone, but the Mechaber paskens like the Rosh, and the Ramo paskens like Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, Vavlisho shir miliche, rak miat, at sheniret sir bichli. So it is awesome. So this is, so even the Mechaber doesn't pasken like the Ribatzalone, that the Reseach it's only after the expiration of Shia Melicha after 8 minutes, after Shia Mil. He doesn't pass. Now here, according to the Shach's understanding of the Mechaber paskens like the Ribatz on the Shite, as he says, the Shach in Sif Yud Aleph. HaMechaber Siva Keran. What does it mean? The Ran mentions the Shite of the Ribatz on it. Smoliach shen yochel eachil machmas milchei. The Haine kei moliach shen milchim ligdeiro. Visho kidei milicha ligdeiro. Kol zman shaloi dichei. Mikri neach mach milchei. So he emphasizes, when he does it every din of Reseach, if it show kidei milicha ligdeiro. That means shio mil, 80 minutes. 80 minutes. That's like the Ribatzalone. But the Mechaber himself, in Simen Samachtes, passed not like the Ribatzalone. So the Shach says that the Mechaber distinguishes between a moliach, where it was salted, a piece of meat was salted for the purpose of drawing out the blood, so then it becomes Reseach immediately, and then on the contrary, after the expiration of the Shio Mil, so it's Posakeach HaMelech, so it's not Reseach, and Moliach like here he doesn't discuss the Moliach of or where you salt a piece of meat in order to draw out the blood. Here we are dealing with the pea, not after with meat, or it can be meat too, but meat that was already made kosher a long time ago. And now he's salting it again to preserve it. And then it is nimlach together, let's say, with cholov. Or any other thing that is moliach. So where the purpose of the moliach is not to draw out the blood. So then it's just the reverse. So then, prior to the expiration of the Shio Mil, it's not Reseach. And when does it become Reseach? After the expiration of the Shio Mil. Masha'in Kein, where the purpose of the Melicha is to draw out the blood, so it's just the reverse in both situations. So in other words, so there it becomes Reseach immediately. I mean immediately, according to Pesach of Mechaber, even before the expiration of the Shio Mil, and after the expiration of the Shio Mil. So the Mechaber paskens like the Chuvas Rashi that takes us in Chul sides. In other words, that after the expiration of the Shio Mil, so it's Posakeach HaMelech, so then it's not Reseach. So in other words, so the Moliach, not for the purpose of drawing out the blood, but the Moliach of Ichtiche, whether it's Bosa or something else, for the purpose of preserving it, where there is no Indian of drawing out blood, so it's just the reverse of the Moliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood. Where it's Moliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, so it becomes Moliach before the expiration. And after the expiration, the Psak of Mechaber is, it's not Reseach. And where the purpose is not to draw out the blood, to preserve it, where the blood was already taken out, or let's say it's not Bosal, it's something else. So then, it's just the reverse. That prior to the expiration of the Shio Mil, it's not Reseach, and Dafke after the expiration. All right. This is how the Shach understands the Psak of Mechaber. Then the Ramos says, V'yei Sheimrim, Dil'acha shesho b'milche, Shio milche, Loi mikre achakim Reseach. Now, so the Ruach HaShulchan points out, if the Ramos had understood the Mechaber in the same way as the Shach understood the Mechaber, how does the Shach understand the Mechaber? That according to Mechaber, so this kind of Moliach, where it's not for the purpose of drawing out blood, let's say not in Boso, or even in Boso, after the blood had already been drawn out some time before. So then the Mechaber is saying two things. That prior to the expiration of the Shio Mil, it's not Reseach. And Dafke, after the expiration, so he's saying two things. And the Ramo So in other words, so the Mechaber distinguishes between two kinds of Meliach. Meliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, that he paskin, that becomes the Seach, Mishior Shiyal al Gareish, and after the expiration of Shiyo Mil, so it's not the Seach, it's Enen, and the Meliach of other things, of things other than Boso, or even Boso, if the Dam had already been drawn out before, so then it becomes Viseach only after the Shiyo Mil. Only after Shiyo Mil, and prior to the expiration of the Shiyo Mil, it's not Viseach. So he's saying two things. So then, the Ramo doesn't distinguish between the two kinds of Meliach. Meliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, and Meliach of other things, or of meat, from which the blood had already been drawn out sometime before. So then the Ramo should say, V'yei Sheimrim, V'yei Sheimrim, the Dafke Kedem Sheshosh B'milchei, the Dafke Kedem Sheshosh Shio Milchei, who Riseach, V'yachar Sheshosh B'milchei Shio Milchei, Lo Mikra Riseach. He should have emphasized both elements. How is it that Ramo emphasizes only one aspect, only one element? That, in other words, whereas according to the Mechaber, so le'achas shesho b'milchei, it's riseach. So he says le'achas shesho b'milchei, it's not riseach. Why doesn't he emphasize the other aspect? The other aspects that kedem shesho b'milchei, it is riseach. Even though according to Mechaber it's not riseach. So obviously the Orach HaShulchan deduces from the Lashon of the Ramo that the Ramo did not understand the Mechaber the same way the Shach understood. The Shach understood the Mechaber as saying that when the Mechaber said Moliach Shin Yoch Lech Mas Milchei Vishoki the Milchei, so the Mechaber meant, according to the understanding of the Shach, Davkei Vishoki the Milchei. But prior to the expiration of the Shiyo Milchei of Shiyo Mil, it's not Riseach. The Ramo understood the Mechaber is saying, Moliach Shin Yoch Lech Machmas Milchei, the Heineke Moliach, Shemilchon Ligdeichei, even though it is Shoki the Milchei Ligdeiro, even though not only Shoki the Milchei, as the Shach understood the Mechaber is saying, but the Ramo understands the Mechaber is saying, that when he says Visho, he means even though, in spite of the fact that it's Shokin Milchali Deire, so calls Manshali Dichei, Mikrin Nechel Machas Milchei. But Kedem, prior to the exploration of the Shio Mil, then of course it's Israseyach. Because the Mechaber doesn't pass like the Ribatzalon. So in other words, the Ramo understood the Mechaber is saying, When the Mechaber says Visho, he means even though Icho Moliach Shemiyoch Leachel Machmas Milchei Daimikim Kimoliach Shemiyoch Lideiro. So not only does it have a din of Riseach before the expiration of 80 minutes, but even though it is Sho Kidim Lichaligdeire. So in Simen Samachtes, the Mechaber said that it's not Riseach, but here I say it is Riseach. Why? Because the Simen Samech Tes, I the Mechaber had reference to a Meliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood. So after the expiration of the Shio Mil, it's Posakeach HaMelech, so it's not Riseach anymore. Mashein Kein, here I'm dealing with Otchtiches other than Boso, or Boso, from which the dam had already been drawn out some time before, so Melitz Lachayach to say Pasakeach HaMelech. So Mele, in this case, in this kind of Meliach, so even though it is Shok in the Meliach, it's still Riseach. But Kedem Sheshok in the Meliach, certainly Riseach. But even in the case of Shok, so Mele, now we understand this, why the Ramo spells out only one aspect, not the other aspect. Because according to the Orach HaShulchan's understanding of the Mechaber, the machleikes between the Mechaber and Ramo is only in regard to the question as to whether where the melicha is not done for the purpose of drawing out the blood. Let's say it's other things, it's not boso, or boso from which the blood had been drawn out some time before. There is no posakeh hamelech. So according to the mechaber, so even after the expiration of the shiur meal, not only kedem the expiration of the shiur meal is a tviseach, but even after the expiration, and according to Ramono, this meliach has the same status as the other meliach. So I mean, this is a very fundamental machlekes in the pshat, in the mechaber. All right. V'yesh emrim dilacha shesho b'milche shio miliche loy mikra hakin reseach. Now, so if you were to analyze the lashon of mechaber by itself, so then it's more mistaber like the pshat of the shach in the mechaber, but. From the Ramo, it is mashma that the Ramo understood the mechaber the way the Orach HaShulchan says, not the way the Shach says. Otherwise, the Ramo should say v'yeish emrim. The if they kedem shesho shiur meliche havariseach uleachas shesho meliche lo yavariseach. How is it he doesn't even discuss kedem shesho shiur meliche? Why doesn't he discuss that? The answer is because the Ramo understood the Mechaber saying Vishor Kedem Liche, even though it's Shor Kedem Liche. Alright. Alright, Yeshem Lach Shom Milche Shom Liche Mikach Kedem Liche Yach Ulitzer Agot Ubehek Lgeim Bef Seg Mirupe Ulitzer Sudes Mitzve Yesh Lismei Chamakili Avo Bulavo Chein Lohokil Plal. So the Ramo could be explained very well in consonance with his Pshak in Siman Samachtes Sifro. Now, there the Mechaber Paskens like Rashi in the Chumis. Now turn to Siman Samachtes Sifro. Siman Samachtes Sifro. Boso Shenim Lach Visho Kidei Miliche ונוסנוח הקר בכלי בלא ידוחה ונשמע למציע מוטה ופיזה בוסה שנופל ושחציע היצי מהבוסו אך ששו כדמליחה מוטה ויש מי שאיסר. So who is the יש מי שאיסר? So the first lotion, that's the sheet of Rashi, the Chuvas, the Tesves in Chul mentions, and יש מי שאיסר, so that's the lotion in Tesves in the name of the Yareim, Abin Elezer, Mimit, Abin Elezer Mimit. So, this is the Psakol Mechaba. Then he says, V'yeshes, Tesves v'rosh v'chamim na'achrein, and in other words, like Abin Elezer, k'dah filo b'devet, k'dah klip. So then he says, Avol im hefset mirube, v'yiz be'gam kinzira sures mitzveh, יש להוקיל ולאים על דחה ששו שיר מליך אלו ימח שפציר יקרסייך. So in other words, so במוקים הפסד מרובה, so שלוי במוקים הפסד מרובה, he doesn't rely on the sheet of Rashi. But במוקים הפסד מרובה, he relies on the sheet of Rashi. So here too, you see, the Mechaber distinguishes between the two types of Meliach. And according to Mechaber, the sheet of Rashi, the concept of Rashi, that Acha Shisho Shia Meliche, it's not Reseach anymore, has no application to other chtiches other than boso, because that shayach to say posakeh hamelech. So that's the mechaber. Whereas the Ramo holds no, that the concept of Rashi that la'acha shiur meliche, he does not have a din of meseach, has application even to the other type of meliach, not of boso, where the purpose is not to draw out the blood. So the concept of Rashi has application. But the Ramo in Siman Samachtes Sifrov mentions the sheet of the Yesh Yisrim. So even vis-a-vis Dam, even vis-a-vis the Meliach of Dam, so the Ramo mentioned the sheet of Yesh Yisrim. But B'mokim Efsed Merube, Mokim Mitzvah, so he relied on Shittes Rashi. So here too, in short, according to the Ramo, there are no two types of Meliach. The same status, the Meliach for the purpose of drawing out the blood, and the Meliach of Padach Tiches, Tiches Adat and Boso, have the same status. But even vis-a-vis the Meliach of Dam, so Shaloi Bimokim Efsid Merube, so we don't rely on the Shit of Rashi. So here too we don't rely. That's why the Ramo says, Uletzir Godel Kim Behefsid Merube, Uletzir Suis Mitzir Yishlitz Mechamakir. Avul Glavo Chein Lo Kilva. Afilu Leinim Lecha Bosa Mishnei Zodov. Rak Mitzad Echot. Kol Shinim Lach Miliche. Sheninechal Machmas Milche. Mechshav Riseach. Avul Kol Shinim Lach Kolkach. Mechshav Tzeinen. Afilu Leinim Lach Mishnei Zodov. V'yei Sheimrin. Dananem Pkiin Bidovo. V'yei Shalom Lachshiv Afilu Milicha Slik Riseach. So in other words, even though it doesn't seem to be Kei Miliche Shemeilchen Lideire. Why? Because maybe it is Kei Miliche Shemeilchen Lideire. And we are not Pkiin, maybe we just overdo insulting for it there. V'tei v'hach me v'mokim shereb said Merubah. Now, the Mechab. U'moliach, kei moliach, diboyel l'ruche. Afil achashi. So like this, if it's only moliach shemeilchen l'gdere, so l'achashi diche, it's not reseach anymore. That's only if it's moliach kei shemeilchen l'gdere. But if it's more than that, moliach diboyel l'ruche, afil achashi diche, havein nechal machmas milche, v'chol ma, so even after adoche, So until when? Leilam Voed? No, but if there was Shriye, so then it certainly is not Reseach anymore. But if Adoche took place, not Shriye, not Solkin, just Adoche, so then it depends. If the Moliach was only Kein Shemilchun Nigdere, so then Adoche eliminates the disposes of the Reseach, even without Shriye. But if the Moliach was for the purpose of preserving it for a journey, so then Hadoche does not dispose of the Reseach, but only Shri. Alright. V'in Chiluk, v'in Moliach Elyein, that's the Shita of Teitzves and the Rosh, not the Shita of the Rashi. So he says, in other words, that the Aloch of Tatoyikovar has no application to Moliach, only to Cham al Deoish. ויחילו במליח אליי ויתופל תחתן ומליח תחתן ויתופל אליי לאילום המליח מבליע לאילום המליח מבליע ביתופל וניבליה ממנו. In other words, so מליח can only be מבליע in something else. It cannot be מפליט from something else. מליח can only be מבליע, but it cannot be מפליט. That's the cloud. הילכח, בוסו וגבינו המלוכי שנוגו זה בזה צורך לקנריב שניהם מכם נגיוסם יבואו את המליח ואם אחד מהם מלוח והשני תופל so המליח מוטבע דוח והתופל צורך קליפה. Why? Because the מליח had the effect of being mufflit from the תופל. I'm sorry, that the Moliach has the effect, the Moliach has the effect of being Mavliya into the Tofel, not of being Maflit from the Tofel. So Mimele, let's say if the Boso was Moliach, and the Cholov, the Gvino was Tofel. So since the Boso was the Moliach, so the Boso had the capacity of being Mavliya in the Gvino. So Mimele, the Gvino that is Tofel, be absorbed in the klipe, but the Moliach does not have the capacity of being maflit, so mimele it couldn't be maflit from the gvino. If it couldn't be maflit from the gvino, it certainly couldn't absorb the gvino. So the bosor remains muter, but on account of the possibility that some grease of the gvino was transferred to the surface of the boso, so mainly you have to rinse it. That's all. Samluach mutaba doche va tofil tzoch. But only klipe. Why? Because even though Moliach is kreseach, but it's not like mivushul mamish. It's not mavliya bikur. V'yeishemrim di bechol meliche onu misharim bisamach. Why? So that we learned in Simen Kufei, in Taruves. Because when do we say that Moliach we pass? That when we say well, the Moliach is only Kriseach, it's only Mavliach de Klipe, that is That is if it is kochosh. But if it is shomein, then it's mavli aligamre. Since we are not keen what is kochosh and what is shomein, so we treat lichumre, everything as shomein. So mele, it's mavli aligamre. Because of the possibility that it's shomein. Finally, come and see me in kufeik is at neyagi. We heard it to you, Moliach. We told me it awful shore. Why do we say that if the toyer, the heter is Moliach and the Isar is Tofil, you shore? Because Moliach has the capacity only of being Mavli and not of being Mavli. So if the Isar is Tofil, in view of the fact it couldn't be Mavli, it couldn't extract anything from the Isar, so Memele, the Moliach, does not become Osa. So, Vodito, so Vodito Yamuluach, we told me Tofu Shore, Haine Shatome Yovush, Avoli Mudova Tzolu, Nesaratoe, Nesaratoe, Mi Achar She in Necho Machmas Milche, Bileo Isa Shetzle, Ushne Masu. So in the case where you had boso and cholov, and the cholov is a liquid, and then the boso itself was meluach, and the cholov was tofe, so then both are osir, the boso and the cholov. Why? Because the boso is meluach. So mimele, even though the cholov is tofel, but since the bosor is meluach, so bosor has the capacity of being mavliya in the cholov. So the cholov absorbs part minute particles of the bosor. So mimele, the cholov becomes osa. But the bosor also, the cholov is also osir. Why? Because if the boso is moluach, so then it certainly spalate from itself. So particles of boso are niflet from the boso, and then they are absorbed by the cholov. Because the bosor is meluach, and meluach has the capacity of being mavliya. It does not have the capacity of being mavlid, but here it's not necessary to be mavlid. As long as it is spilling its own particles, and that is absorbed by the cholov, because the bosor, the meluach, has the capacity of...